Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Art of Charm. Learn everything you need to know to crush it in business, love, and life. The Art of Charm is where ordinary guys become extraordinary men.
Hey guys, it's time for the Friday 5 Minutes, where I'll be answering your questions and dropping some knowledge and tactics to help you kick the weekend off right. If you're new to the Art of Charm podcast, this isn't really a great place to start. Most of our content is more in-depth and longer format. So check out the Best Of page at theartofcharm.com/best or the Fundamentals Toolbox at theartofcharm.com/toolbox. All right, let's cut to it. I got a letter from Andy. She's a self-identified feminist. I'll just read it for you here. She had a little bit of a problem with the Amy Alcon episode. Said, "Hi, I like your show. I share some on Facebook. I send links to specific episodes to friends and colleagues I think will benefit. I spend money on your advertisers and with a few guests as well. I don't always agree with what you or your guests say or suggest, and sometimes I find the tone a bit off-putting. For example, anyone can have daddy issues you mention so often, not just women. But who agrees all the time, right? However, this is the first time I've felt the need to clarify and reach out to you. I heard Amy Alcon state that she is not a feminist on your show today. Her tone was harsh and dismissive to those who do identify as such, and you didn't respond. That's understandable. It's a pretty big swamp to step into. I wonder, though, how you would have responded if someone said, 'I'm not gay, I'm not black, or I'm not a man,' with the same tone. Your lack of comment left me wondering if you're anti-feminist. You don't appear to be a bigot, so I think you would have asked for clarification if she'd said any of the other examples I gave with the same tone. I'm not sure about your stance on feminism. People identify differently, sometimes because we define words differently. To me, feminism does not mean women are better than men. It means women have the right to the same respect, including good manners, ahem, topic of the show, as men." And she says, I'd share this with Amy Alcon, but I don't think she'd be receptive, despite her ability to control her vagina in that she chooses not to be married or not to raise children, as disclosed by her in the interview. I'm sharing it with you because I want to look forward to your podcasts, not feel uneasy about listening or sharing them. Thanks for being the sort of person I feel I can discuss this with. Andy." So I actually replied, but so did Amy Alcon. I like to forward some of this stuff to guests, depending on what it is and how interested in I am at the time. So here's my reply, and Amy Alcon also replied, and I'll read her reply in a bit. But honestly, Andy, I hadn't thought about it. I guess if someone said, "I'm not gay" or "I'm not black," I'd probably have a different reaction, because those things are not a choice, and also they're not necessarily good or bad. Whereas feminism is a belief system, and thereby a choice, and people have a right to not like or approve of other people's choices, like political stances for that matter, whereas bigotry isn't tolerated in many places, especially not on my show. So being anti-feminism isn't bigotry, but being anti-women would be. Thankfully, I'm neither. So I just didn't think of saying anything because it didn't occur to me at the time for whatever reason. But Amy Alcon, she actually chimed in as well, and she wrote back to both of us, and she said, "Jordan, I love your response. Exactly right. It's a belief system. As I pointed out, I find that increasingly, feminism is about special rights under the guise of equal rights and an aggressive lack of interest in rights violations against men. What I am is a humanist, for fair treatment of all people. I will defend rights violations, even if they happen to people who lack vaginas. All the best, Amy." Thanks, Amy. Thanks, Andy. I appreciate it. I love a little bit of a spirited debate. I'm neither anti-women, anti-feminist, anti-gay, anti-black, anti-anything, really. But I do believe that everybody has a right to their voice. I respect your opinion, but I definitely don't feel the need to respond to everybody's personal sensitivities or perceived PC type of stuff here on the show. Now, when it reaches a certain point, and maybe in 10 years, I'll look back and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't say anything. But in the meantime, I think it's probably fine. And I'm sure there are much more offensive things out there. However, I'll keep an eye open for this. Honestly, it's hard for me to get offended about something that I don't necessarily fully understand. And I'm sure as a feminist, you find that as well, because most people, quite frankly, don't really care about a lot of the issues that feminists really are proponents of in the first place. It's not necessarily because they are anti-woman or anti-feminist. It's just because we don't really think about it all the time, especially not having a vagina. Now, another letter comes in from Vaughn. He said, I think it's great what you're doing for people. Since my graduating year, I've been trying to find a good mentor to steer me in the right direction, which is not easy. I live in a crime-infested shit pit where having a car with functional air conditioning is considered a luxury. I live in Jamaica, Queens, New York. Finding your show became the leadership and mentoring I needed, a true gem. A gem which I tried to pass on to my peers and which they regarded to be rich white boys with nothing to do but run their mouth on a mic or a bunch of advice that only works for white people. And if you haven't guessed it, yes, I'm black. I feel your show needs to appeal more to minorities, such as having more of them talk on your show and discussing topics more relatable to us. I'd love to get more into how to go about this in future emails. Hey, Vaughn, I appreciate the letter. I definitely do. I hear you, but I want to be honest. It's not my job to make ignorant or racist people listen to us. It's their loss. I think the Art of Charm will survive pretty well, serving people who don't care about the skin color of the person teaching them. And in your situation, I would say ignore those types of people. Being surrounded by that crap will keep you living in Jamaica, Queens forever, probably in the car that you have, hopefully has air conditioning, if you're not careful. Queens is awesome, by the way, just for the record. No need to get your email fingers warmed up on that. I'm not hating on Queens. But having a mind of your own, that's what'll get you where you need to go. So thanks for the note, my friend. Steer clear of idiots, no matter what color they are. All right, I hope you all enjoyed that little bit. And don't forget, you can reach me at jordan@theartofcharm.com. I read everything, and I'd love to hear from you. More on Art of Charm at theartofcharm.com. Now have a great weekend. Go out there and connect and leave everyone better than you found them.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's kajabi.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to The Art of Charm. Get more confidence, relationship skills, life hacks, and everything for the extraordinary man at theartofcharmpodcast.com.